There will be thousands of Michael Jacksons on the streets of New York for Halloween tonight. But as WNYC's Alec Hamilton reports, for at least two of them, imitating the pop star is a year-round obsession.
Generally, when I warm up doing Michael, I warm up to want to be starting something.
He started something, you got to be starting something, too hot, get over.
On a Sunday morning, 35-year-old Michael Jackson tribute artist Moses Harper is showing me some of her moves at her home in the South Bronx.
If I'm doing a shuffle, it's going to look funny. In my bunny slippers, she got me up here at 9 o'clock in the morning.
When you see her on stage, it's easy to believe you're watching Michael Jackson. Her moves, her walk, her very expressions are perfectly him. But she's not an impersonator. There's a difference.
An impersonator usually concentrates more on the aesthetics of, you know, the makeup and putting on a wig and trying to copy the voice. Tribute artists, their work is performance-based. Performance-based meaning they either sing or dance. Or
Harper, a black woman, says she never really thinks about her gender marking her as different.
This is where I keep my big bad jackets.
She's been dancing like Michael Jackson since she was a kid growing up in the Bronx and has won top prizes for her work. She's often paid to perform at venues around the country, but much of what she does here in New York is done for charity at no charge. Her performances and her work as a motivational speaker make her a living, though she also describes herself as a writer, a composer, and a musician. For her, there is nobody like Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson really just came up on stage with an undershirt and a wife beater, and he ripped your head off. I mean, of course he had sparkly jackets.
Scott Jurkowski.
20 minutes away by subway on the Upper West Side lives 31-year-old Michael Jackson choreographer Scott Jurkowski. Jurkowski, a white man, makes his living in commercial real estate, but devotes much of his free time to understanding and analyzing Jackson's moves in order to be able to apply his technique and teach it to others.
It's a very complicated thing that you essentially figure out how to execute, and then it happens, and you just sort of write it.
Unlike Harper, who seems to feel her moves in the music, Jurkowski takes a cerebral approach, analyzing the moves backwards and forwards to understand the very physics behind them.
Michael Jackson had a coherent and consistent technique that existed throughout his choreography. It has a kind of almost like teleological rightness to it, where if you do it wrong, you're not actually doing it.
Jurkowski says he spends a lot of time teaching the steps to people who are fans but not dancers. He doesn't like to charge for that, but he dreams of teaching the techniques he's unlocking to professional dancers.
If I can get this stuff through to people who have training and people who can take it, internalize it, and use it, then I think that would be the reason for why I do what I do.
So find a place, put your arms out, find a place.
By the East River on a windy fall day recently, a group of people dressed like the undead tried to beat the record for the most people worldwide performing Thriller at the same time.
Zombies are still trickling in, so this is good. But we dance at 5 o'clock all around the world at the exact same time, so we're about to get our Thriller on. All right,
both Jurkowski and Harper are here, dancing in front of the crowd, dust swirling up around their legs as they move through the steps. They've gotten to know each other through doing events like this, and now are good friends. This week is the end of Michael Jackson season, the busiest time for people who do this. It begins in June with the anniversary of Jackson's death, and it will end tonight, Halloween, with performances of Thriller. But Harper might skip the Halloween parade tonight. She and her partner met at one of these record-breaking attempts, and it's their anniversary. For WNYC, I'm Alec Hamilton.